USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At the first debate of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary, Senator Elizabeth Warren said corruption, plain and simple, is preventing millions of Americans from benefiting from the robust economy. Pressed about her desire to enact sweeping economic reforms, Warren said it's necessary, even though the economy is growing under President Donald Trump, because she said the status quo is helping wealthy and corporations, but not average people. Other candidates agreed the economy is not working for many Americans. Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota said Trump is gloating in the White House, while former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke switched into Spanish to speak about inequalities and then turned to English to slam the rigged economy that he said helps the wealthy and corporations. This debate is the first chance for many Americans to get to see the largest and most diverse presidential primary field in history. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.